for your presence, all of you who are with us in person, and those of you who are joining us online. I am especially grateful to be back. Although I had a really nice vacation, my heart was still here, and I missed being with you, so I'm grateful to be back. We've got just a few announcements this morning. This week, Bible study is going to resume. Bible study meets on the first and third Thursdays of each month at 7 o'clock at the office complex. We took a little bit of a break during Lent, and then, of course, with the timing of my vacation, but we are ready to get started again. So we will meet this Thursday at 7. The Women's Agape Banquet is going to be Monday, May 15th. Tickets are $10. It'll be catered by Southern Lunch, and Bruce Tippett will provide a piano concert for us. He's the one who played last year. We've already received a few requests to pass on to him. Tickets are $10, and you need to make sure you get your tickets by next Sunday. So if you haven't done that, please make plans to do that this week. You'll note that in the bulletin, all of the volunteers for May are listed at the bottom. I don't think I see anyone from the Fellowship Committee in here, but we want to thank the Fellowship Committee for all... No, that's not true. I see a few of you. The Fellowship Committee, they host our fifth Sunday potlucks, so they get the tables ready, and they provide the drinks and sort of monitor and watch everything for us. So thank you, Fellowship Committee, for helping make this meal happen. And we hope that you will join us for the potluck. Even if you did not bring anything, there is plenty of food, so please stay after worship to join us. We have a couple prayer shawls this morning. One is for Chip Blower's mother. He's actually gone to see her this weekend. Her name is Peggy. Peggy is 99 years old, and Chip tells me that she is strong and feisty, but she is in the hospital with some breathing problems and pneumonia. So we're going to pray for her. And then this woman's name is Ravonda Courier. Ravonda is a bus driver at Joe Davis School. And in the last year, she has lost her mom and her stepmom and is now battling a really aggressive form of skin cancer. And so Joe thought that she would appreciate a prayer shawl. Let us pray. God, we thank you that when we come to you in prayer, you are ready to receive us and the words that we say and even the prayers that we can't put words to. We ask that you would bless these prayer shawls for Peggy and Ravonda. Life can be really, really hard sometimes, but one of the ways that you help us get through is by the love and care of other people, and so we ask that both Peggy and Ravonda would feel the love and care and prayers that we offer for them here at Holly Grove Lutheran Church. Bless these shawls. May they feel the weight of our love as they feel the weight of these upon them. In Jesus' name, amen. And I don't have a lot of information or much of an update, but Bobby Waitman is back in the hospital, and they're continuing to run some tests and figure out what's going on, but please pray for Bobby and Jana, for Katie, for their whole family as they navigate this difficult situation. And finally, we have a few birthdays and anniversaries this week. Birthdays are Debbie Parsons, Billy Curry, Allison Lohr, and Rosalie Summer. Rosalie's turning 14, right? 14. And anniversaries are James and Marie Palmer, Donnie and Debbie Parsons, Lynn and Latifah Dennis. And then baptisms are Mike Wilson, Carol Conrad, and Amy Horn. Let us pray. Watch over your children, O Lord, as their days increase. Bless and guide them wherever they may be. Strengthen them when they stand, and comfort them when they are discouraged or sorrowful. Raise them up if they fall, and in their hearts, may your peace, which passes all understanding, abide all the days of their lives. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Let us now prepare our hearts for worship as we listen to the prelude. Stand as you are able. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God by whose hand we are given new birth, by whose speaking we are given new life. Amen. Joined to Christ in the waters of baptism, we are welcomed, restored, and supported as citizens of our new creation. Let us give thanks for the gift of baptism. Holy God, holy and merciful, holy and mighty, you are the river of life. You are the everlasting wellspring. In mercy and might, you have freed us from death and raised us with Jesus, the firstborn of the dead. In baptismal waters, our old life is washed away, and in them we are born anew. Glory to you for oceans and lakes, for rivers and streams. Honor to you for waters that wash us clean, quench our thirst, and nurture both crops and creatures. Praise to you for the life-giving water of baptism, the outpouring of the Spirit of the new creation. Wash away our sin and all that separates us from you. Empower our witness to your resurrection. Strengthen our resolve in seeking justice for all. Satisfy the world's need through this living water. Where drought dries the earth, bring refreshment. Where despair prevails, grant hope. Where chaos reigns, bring peace. We ask this through Christ, who with you and the Spirit reigns forever. Amen. Lord Jesus, let us pray. O God, our shepherd, you know your sheep by name and lead us to safety through the valleys of death. Guide us by your voice that we may walk in certainty and security to the joyous feast prepared in your house. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. You may be seated.
Let us read responsively the 23rd Psalm. The Lord is my shepherd.
I shall not be in want.
The Lord makes me lie down in green pastures.
And leads me beside still waters.
You restore my soul, O Lord.
And guide me along right pathways for your name's sake.
Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life.
And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
Holy Gospel according to John, the 10th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus said, "Very truly I tell you, anyone who does not enter the sheepfold by the gate, but climbs in another way, is a thief and a bandit. The one who enters by the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. The gatekeeper opens the gate for him, and the sheep hear his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought out all his own, he goes ahead of them, and the sheep follow him because they know his voice. They will not follow a stranger, but they will run from him because they do not know the voice of strangers." Jesus used this figure of speech with them, but they did not understand what he was saying to them. So again, Jesus said to them, "Very truly I tell you, I am the gate for the sheep. All who came before me are thieves and bandits, but the sheep did not listen to them. I am the gate. Whoever enters by me will be saved and will come in and go out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. You may be seated, and I'd like to invite the children forward for a children's message. Hi, Cameron. Good morning, Sawyer. Hi, Kate. How are y'all doing this morning? Got a thumbs up? You doing pretty good? Are you doing good? You're doing good, too? All right. Well, I'm so happy to see you all this morning. I've been praying for you two, hoping that you would feel better soon. Looks like you're feeling pretty good, right? Yeah? Well, the last time that I did a children's sermon a couple weeks ago, I talked about how in the church we have a different calendar. And for us, Easter isn't just a one-day celebration. We celebrate Easter for 50 days. And so today is another Sunday in that celebration. And always on this Sunday, we call it Good Shepherd Sunday. Do you know what a shepherd is? What's a shepherd, Kate? Peace be with you. Peace be with you. Do you know what a shepherd is, Cameron? Is it somebody who takes care of sheep? It is. And so I brought one of George's toys. This is Lammy. He's had Lammy since he was a tiny, tiny pup. It even has a squeaker. But I brought Lammy because on Good Shepherd Sunday, we talk about Jesus being our good shepherd, and we are Jesus' sheep. Sometimes in the Bible, they give us different word pictures to help us better understand how God loves us and cares for us. And so I thought we could talk about some of the ways that a shepherd might take care of the sheep, and then we can think about how Jesus takes care of us. So what are some of the things you think a shepherd might do to take care of the sheep? Peace. Peace be with you. Let's see. Do you think the shepherd helps feed the sheep? Yeah. So Jesus helps to feed us, both with the food that we eat every day, but also when we come to this table and we have bread and wine, Jesus feeds us. What else do you think a shepherd might do? Any ideas? Well, Jesus talks in today's gospel lesson saying he is the gate. And so at night, when there might be wolves or other predators out there that might harm the sheep, Jesus leads all the sheep back to safety, back inside the gate where the shepherd can take care of them and protect them. So Jesus protects us. But in the daytime, Jesus opens the gate so that the sheep can go out into the fields and they can have food and water. Jesus also talks about that even though there's lots of sheep, Jesus knows everybody's name. So Jesus knows your name, Kate, and Jesus knows your name, Cameron, and he knows your name, Sawyer. So all that to say, this Sunday on Good Shepherd Sunday, as we think about sheep and Jesus being our shepherd, God loves us so very much, and Jesus cares for us and takes care of us and knows our names and loves us so very much. Will you pray with me? Good morning, God. Thank you for today. Thank you for each other. And thank you for our church. Help us to remember, Jesus, that you are our shepherd. You know our names. You take care of us. You protect us. And you lead us. We love you, God. Amen. Thank you for coming forward. You can now go to Children's Church. I think Jane and Calvin are going to take you, and you're going to do a craft. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God, our Father and Mother, and our risen Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. This past week, we held the funeral service for our member and brother, Walt Anderson. Walt was the sexton here at Holly Grove for many years. He cleaned the church, he mowed the grass, he made worship and the other activities that took place here possible by caring for our church property inside and out. As we were thinking about this service, his daughter requested a full Lutheran service for his funeral, something that I am always delighted to provide, especially in the midst of this service this past Thursday, though. I wondered if all of the things that we do in a full Lutheran funeral service were connecting with the family. I've talked about this many times before, but everything that we do in worship here, everything that you hear, everything that you see, it all has deep meaning and significance. The Paschal candle, the font being placed where it is, the fact that right now in Eastertide we're using white pyramids, and those are the same pyramids used at funerals. The liturgy that we have and the order of it, everything is done with meaning and purpose. And the hope is that that would be familiar. So familiar that in times of loss and death, when people come to a funeral or a memorial service, that those things that every Sunday have meaning and significance would have even more meaning and significance at a funeral, to the point where it would be comforting and grounding and very meaningful. And it's these reasons that I think we often use the 23rd Psalm at funerals and memorial services, because it is familiar. It's so familiar that it does bring us comfort. It grounds us, and the meaning that we find in it sustains us in those difficult and challenging times. So often, we tend to think of the 23rd Psalm at times of death and dying. I can't tell you how many times I've read this psalm at the bedside of someone dying or after they've died, because this psalm helps us to put into words our trust in God, and it reminds us of the care and comfort that God gives. But the truth is, God doesn't just give this comfort and this care at the end of our earthly lives when we die. As much as this psalm strengthens us and gives us hope at times of death, I'm convinced that this psalm is about life and about living. That this psalm reminds us and proclaims for us that God's love and care abide with us all the days of our lives. Lent seems far away now, but one of the things that we talked about in the season of Lent is that our eternal life doesn't begin the moment we die. As Lutherans, we believe that when we are baptized and when we come up out of the waters of baptism, we have died with Christ and we rise with Christ. So when we rise up out of those waters, we haven't just been united with him in a death like him, we've been united with Christ in a resurrection like his as well. And so when we rise up out of the waters of baptism, we have risen to new life, to eternal life. Eternal life isn't a prize or a reward for believing in God or being a good enough Christian. Eternal life is a gift from God, a gift that we receive in baptism, a gift that we don't do anything to deserve, a gift that is completely based and is dependent on God's mercy and love and goodness. What that means is that we are living in eternal life now, here in the present. And this is what Jesus meant when he said in the gospel lesson today, "I came that they may have life and that they may have it abundantly." That abundant life, that life that Jesus came to bring, he's not talking about the hereafter. He's talking about the present, about the here and the now. And one of the ways that he helps his disciples and us understand what that abundant life looks like is by describing himself as the Good Shepherd, and by using the language of the 23rd Psalm. In the children's sermon, I said that always on the fourth Sunday after Easter, it's Good Shepherd Sunday. The gospel readings for the first 3 weeks of Easter were stories of Jesus appearing to the disciples following his resurrection. These last four Sundays of Eastertide are stories that help us explore Jesus' teachings about living in intimacy with God and what that looks like, because our Lord and Savior is risen and lives forever now with God. And so what a better way to begin to think about living in intimacy with God than by thinking about the loving and trusting companionship of sheep and shepherds. Jesus is our good shepherd. He provides for us physically and spiritually, mentally and emotionally. Our good shepherd leads us and guides us through this abundant life as we journey along the geography and terrain of life. The terrain can be tough at times, uncertain to say the least, as we experience challenges and as we witness and experience those around us having challenges. In the heat of the day, when we are hungry and parched and weary, our Good Shepherd guides us to safety and to rest, to refreshment and to nourishment. Sometimes the terrain is long, the roads are winding, and sometimes there is no end in sight. But even then, our Good Shepherd is with us and guides us and protects us. Sometimes along the terrain of life, it can get awfully lonesome, and we feel like we are all alone. But God is with us, not just in Advent and not just at Christmas, but always. Jesus is our Emmanuel, being with us, walking alongside of us, never forsaking us. Not even when there are bumps along the way or when the paths are treacherous. Our good shepherd walks with us through trials, through valleys of extreme darkness. Even in the places of our deepest troubles and fears, our good shepherd is with us, protecting us and comforting us. I think many of us would rather that our good shepherd steer us away from these challenging times and this rough terrain. But instead, our hope is that we have a good shepherd who walks with us through the darkest valleys, so that the challenges that threaten to overcome us, through the shedding of tears, through broken hearts, with enemies persisting and threats abounding, we never, ever walk alone. Our good shepherd, the very presence of God among us, is with us, leading us and guiding us, even through the darkest of valleys. Our good shepherd offers us his outstretched arms, comforting us, giving us courage, so that we can walk through those dark valleys, through the bumpy terrain of life. And in his life, death, and resurrection, Jesus restores our souls and spreads before us his holy supper, nourishing us with his very presence. Our good shepherd pursues us with gracious love and mercy and goodness all the days of our lives. Brothers and sisters, our good shepherd came so that we may have life and have it abundantly. Our good shepherd came so that we would never walk alone. This abundant life isn't just life beyond the grave. Our good shepherd invites us to live into that abundant life here and now, today, tomorrow, and all the days of our lives. The risen Christ, our good shepherd, invites us to follow him and to live with him in the same trusting and loving companionship that a sheep shares with its shepherd. May our good shepherd, who calls us by name, who cares for us, who protects us, who is with us always, abide with you all the days of your life. Amen.
Living together in hope and trust, let us confess our faith with the Nicene Creed. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen.
Lord Jesus Christ. And became truly human. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate.
He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again, in accordance with the scriptures.
He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshiped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
United in the hope and joy of the resurrection, let us pray for the church, the world, and all in need. You are the shepherd who gathers us in your mighty and loving arms. Help your church to listen for your voice, especially when the voices of sin, idolatry, and oppression threaten to overpower us. Risen Lord, in your mercy, the green pastures, still waters, and dark valleys of this earth all belong to you, O Lord. Sustain your creation with a love that is both mighty and just. Where there is destruction, bring healing. Where there is desolation, bring abundance. Risen Lord, in your mercy, you proclaim shepherding love, comfort, and protection for all people and all of creation. Direct leaders in our own time to learn from your example and instruction. Give them servant hearts that they generously seek the good of all. Risen Lord, in your mercy, you journey with us wherever our paths may lead. We pray for those feeling overwhelmed by anxiety or depression or suffering in any way, especially Dean, the family of Gary McLean, Bill, Boyd, Scott, Paul and Carolina, the family of Walt Anderson, Nancy, John, Karen, Mickey, Kent, Bobby and Jana, our friends and family listed in the bulletin, and those we now name aloud on our lips or silently in our hearts. Risen Lord, in your mercy, you are the sheep gate that gives safety to your beloved flocks. Provide protection for refugees, victims of domestic violence, those who are imprisoned, and all people who are vulnerable to violence and mistreatment. Risen Lord, in your mercy, you call your sheep by name and lead them through the valley of death. We give you thanks for those who have died and now dwell in your house forever, especially Walt Anderson and Gary McLean. Be with those who mourn and give them hope in the promise of resurrection. Risen Lord, in your mercy.
Rejoicing in the victory of Christ's resurrection, we lift our prayers and praise to you, Almighty and Eternal God. Through Jesus Christ, our risen Lord. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always.
And also with you.
I invite you to share Christ's peace with those around you.
Let us pray. Generous God, in this meal you offer your very self. We give thanks for these gifts of the earth. In the breaking of this bread, reveal to us the risen one. In the pouring of this wine, pour us out in service to the world. Through Christ our Lord. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also
lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, for the glorious resurrection of our Savior Jesus Christ, the true Paschal Lamb who gave himself to take away our sin, who in dying has destroyed death, and in rising has brought us to eternal life. And so with Mary Magdalene and Peter and all the witnesses of the resurrection, with the earth and sea and all their creatures, with angels and archangels, cherubim and seraphim, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. And merciful Lord, heaven and earth are full of your glory. In great love you sent to us Jesus, your Son, who reached out to heal the sick and suffering, who preached good news to the poor, and who on the cross opened his arms to all. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Remembering, therefore, his death, resurrection, and ascension, we await his coming in glory. Pour out upon us the spirit of your love, O Lord, and unite the wills of all who share this heavenly food, the body and blood of Jesus Christ, our Lord, to whom with you and the Holy Spirit be all honor and glory, now and forever. Amen. Gathered into one by the Holy Spirit, let us pray as Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. When we eat this bread, we share in the body of Christ. And when we drink this cup, We share in the blood of Christ. Reveal yourself to us, O Lord, in the breaking of bread, as once you revealed yourself to your disciples. The risen Christ invites us to this table. Come, eat, and be satisfied.
Thank you.
the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, strengthen you and keep you in his grace. Amen.
Let us pray. Gracious God, in you we live and move and have our being. With your word and this grace of grace, you have nourished our life together. Strengthen us to show your love and serve the world in Jesus' name. Amen.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine upon you with grace and mercy. The Lord
statement. As united people of God, under the guidance of the Holy Spirit, our purpose is to provide worship and Christian education and respond in loving action to a needy world. Thank you.
Christ is risen.
Christ is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
Go in peace. Share the good news. Hallelujah.